Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Pray for Him, 30 Days of Breakthrough Prayer for the Man You Love by Amanda Hayhurst is a Christian devotional focused on prayer for a husband or significant man. Written as a 30-day guide, it combines short daily devotionals with targeted prayers intended to help readers move away from anxiety, control, and discouragement towards surrender and trust in God. The book is positioned for women who want a practical way to pray for the man they love, especially when the relationship feels strained or when change feels beyond their own effort. Rather than presenting prayer as a vague spiritual habit, the book frames it as a disciplined, relational practice that can reshape the reader's own posture, as well as how she views the man she is praying for. Its purpose is pastoral and devotional to encourage consistent prayer, emotional release, and confidence that God is active in the relationship and in the man's future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 30-day devotional structure that turns prayer into a daily habit. The book is organized as a month-long devotional, and that structure is one of its most important features. Instead of asking readers to create their own plan from scratch, it provides a clear daily rhythm that lowers the barrier to consistent prayer. This matters because many devotional books offer inspiration but not enough direction for follow-through. Here, the sequence of 30 days gives the reader a defined starting point, a manageable commitment, and a sense of progression. The format also encourages repetition and reinforcement, which are central to devotional reading. Each day becomes both a reflection and an action step, helping prayer move from a vague intention into a practice discipline. The structure is especially useful for readers who feel spiritually depleted or overwhelmed, because it replaces uncertainty with a simple framework. In a category full of general prayer books, this one stands out by making the spiritual practice concrete, time-bound, and easy to sustain. Secondly, a shift from fixing the relationship to surrendering control to God. The central theme of the book is the contrast between trying to fix the man or the relationship and yielding that responsibility to God. This is not merely emotional advice. It reflects a theological and practical distinction between human effort and divine agency. The book repeatedly points readers towards surrender, suggesting that anxiety often grows when someone takes on a role that belongs to God alone. By framing prayer as release rather than control, the devotional addresses one of the most common struggles in relationships, the urge to manage outcomes. This makes the book relevant for readers who have already tried communication, compromise, and self-correction, but still feel stuck. Its value lies in redirecting energy away from manipulation or fear and toward dependence on God. That shift can be spiritually freeing because it redefines success in prayer. The goal is not simply to change another person on command, but to align the reader's heart with trust, patience, and peace while leaving the final outcome in God's hands. Thirdly, prayers that address nearly every area of a man's life. The devotional is described as covering nearly every area of the man's life, which gives it a broad practical scope. This matters because relationship prayer can easily become narrowly focused on one immediate conflict, such as communication, temper, or commitment. By expanding the prayer focus, the book encourages readers to think in a more holistic way about spiritual, emotional, and relational formation. That wider coverage suggests that the man's life is not reduced to one problem to solve, but treated as a full field of concern before God. The prayers are designed to be specific enough to guide the reader, while still broad enough to address character, peace, wisdom, and future direction. This approach helps prevent prayer from becoming repetitive or limited to crisis management. Instead, it supports a more comprehensive habit of intercession. In devotional terms, that breath is significant because it reinforces the idea that prayer can touch ordinary life, long-term growth, and unseen areas that the reader cannot directly influence. Fourthly, a relatable voice grounded in personal struggle and theological training. Amanda Hayhurst's credibility in the book appears to come from two sources: personal experience and theological preparation. The available material emphasizes that she writes from her own relationship struggles and that she studied at Dallas Theological Seminary. That combination matters because it allows the book to speak with both empathy and doctrinal awareness. Readers are more likely to trust guidance that sounds lived in rather than theoretical, especially when the subject is prayer for a difficult or strained relationship. At the same time, theological training helps prevent the devotional from becoming only emotional encouragement without spiritual substance. The result is a voice that can acknowledge pain, exhaustion, and uncertainty while still pointing to a framework of trust in God. This balance is important in Christian devotional writing because readers often need both comfort and direction. The book's tone appears designed to meet women where they are emotionally, while also offering enough spiritual grounding to make the prayers feel purposeful rather than generic. Lastly, a devotional aimed at emotional release, peace, and renewed prayer confidence. One of the book's clearest aims is to help readers experience peace by releasing burdens they were never meant to carry. That makes it more than a prayer list. It functions as a devotional for emotional and spiritual recalibration. The repeated emphasis on renewed strength and passion for prayer suggests that the book is intended for readers who may feel drained, discouraged, or disconnected from prayer life. Instead of treating prayer as a duty, it presents it as a source of steadiness and clarity. This is especially important for women who may feel responsible for their partner's spiritual condition or behavior. The book reframes that pressure by reminding readers that peace comes from trusting God's control, not from forcing immediate change. That practical benefit is one reason the book appeals as a marriage devotional or Christian gift. It speaks to both individual spiritual formation and relational support. In its category, it stands out by combining emotional validation with structured spiritual practice, rather than offering only sentimental encouragement. In conclusion, Pray for Him is best suited for Christian women who want a guided, practical way to pray for a husband or significant man and who are tired of carrying the emotional burden of trying to change him themselves. It is also a fitting choice for readers who want a devotional that feels personal rather than abstract, since its approach combines short reflections, structured prayers, and a clear emphasis on surrender. The main benefit of the book is not only that it offers prayer prompts, but that it helps readers rethink the spiritual boundaries between their responsibility and God's. That makes it useful both as a devotional tool and as a source of emotional relief. Compared with many books in the Christian marriage or prayer category, this one is more focused and more actionable. It does not attempt to cover every aspect of marriage theory. Instead, it gives one defined spiritual practice for one specific concern. That narrow focus is a strength because it makes the book easy to use, easy to finish, and easy to return to when prayer feels difficult. For readers seeking a concise, faith-centered guide to intercession, it is a distinctive and practical resource. If you would like to support Amanda Hayhurst, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.